Welcome back into In Focus, News Radio KMAN. I'm Brandon Peoples, and we're going to shift gears a little bit here. This next segment, we're going to talk with Rod Franz. He's previewing the German Mennonite Meal International Craft and Bake Sale happening a week from Sunday, November the 10th. Good morning.
Hi, thanks for having me on.
Yeah, we're glad we could do this. Tell us a little bit more. I don't know much about this event, but it's a yearly event.
This is a yearly event. This happens to be our 33rd annual Mennonite meal and the International Craft Sale and also Bake Sale. It happens at Potter Hall in Seco Park, and most people know where that is, but it's on Avery Avenue. And the serving of the meal is from noon to 6 o'clock on Sunday the 10th. It's not this Sunday. It's the Sunday after, 2 days from today.
All right. And tell us kind of what's on the menu.
The menu is, it's a soup. We call it borscht. Make sure that you understand that there are no beets in this soup. Sometimes borscht has lots of beets in it. This is a chicken-based soup, and we make this on Saturday in the morning. It's refrigerated overnight, and there will be about 90 gallons of this soup. And we hope that we can have this served, and there are also takeout meals as well. After the soup, also includes a good sausage piece, a whole hall sausage. It happens to be a relative of one of our church members, and the whole hog is put into the sausage, and it is handled by the Peabody Sausage place in Peabody, Kansas. In addition, we have whole wheat bread, all baked by our members of the church, and then the one of the main sweet little things is what we call a New Year's cookie, which is like a fat-free. It is it's in fat, boiled and cooked, and it's got raisins in it. And you can either have it glazed with sugar or just sprinkled with sugar. And then all beverages of coffee, iced tea, and water. And an adult meal is $12, and a child's meal under 12 and under is $4.50.
Okay. And tell me what the funds are raised for.
Okay. The funds raised for are helping our general budget, where we have quite a few nonprofit organizations in the city that we want to make sure that they get some money out of this. And every year we give $1 of every adult ticket to a nonprofit organization, either locally or away from Manhattan. We go back and forth from local to away. This year it happens to be an away where the $1 is going to go. It will go to a Mennonite church in San Antonio, Texas, who has a hospitality house for refugees, and they need that money to help keep people down there close to the Mexican border.
All right. Well, that's a good cause here you guys are raising money for. And you have some tickets that we can give away here on the radio. Dave, can we give away some tickets? I got a pair of tickets here, two adult tickets for the meal next Sunday. That'll be November the 10th.
Just make it easy and make it the first caller.
First caller gets these tickets.
It's the 1st of November. Today is.
That's right.
I wasn't going to take caller number 10. That's a lot of people.
537-1350 to the first caller. You'll get a pair of tickets to go enjoy a meal. It sounds great.
Yeah, it's usually it's turned in to be a community meal. Many people come right after the church is over on Sunday, and instead of eating at another restaurant, we would like for them to come and eat our meal at Seco Park.
Okay. Well, and for those that don't know where your church is located, where are you guys at?
Our church is currently at 10th and Fremont, just one block northeast of the city park.
Okay. Pretty easy to find. And this will take place out at Seco Park. A lot of events happen out there. That's a good venue for this type of an event.
Yes. The one thing I need to tell everyone is that the International Craft and Bake Sale, there's no, you don't have to pay to go into that. The crafts come from 10,000 Villages, which is something that the entire Mennonite communities of in the whole country have gone out and purchased the things that people have made that we don't get to see usually very often, and they're all come from international countries, and it helps them get some money. The people are buying the products, and the money then goes back to the actual ones that are making the products.
We have a winner. Robert is our winner.
Okay.
So he's a big fan of the event.
Great.
Yes, he's excited.
All right. And hopefully Robert will pick these up here at the radio station.
That's what he was told to do.
Okay. Thank you, Dave.
You're welcome.
You're right on.
That's how we operate around here. Got you covered.
Great.
Right, I'll write Robert's name here down on the ticket. Again, if people want to get tickets, how do they purchase them?
The best thing is just you can buy them right at the door.
Okay.
Yeah, right at the on. Or if you want to need them earlier, I would ask you to call 785-539-5608, and tickets could be probably given to you or get in contact with you.
Okay. How many years have you been involved with this?
From year one.
Oh, yeah?
Yes. My wife and I moved here in 1975, and this event actually was started from the Kansas Folklife Festival that was in Topeka, and they moved it to Manhattan, and once after the Folklife Festival, I don't know what happened to it, but it kind of dissolved. We decided we wanted to keep it going, so it's been a good thing and a good thing for our church.
All right, again, it's the 33rd annual German Mennonite Meal International Craft and Bake Sale happening November 10th. Anything else we should know?
No, we just would hope that we have weather like today. We don't want weather in the upper 60s or 70s or 80s. No. Because we find then too many people want to stay home and rake leaves.
Mm-hmm.
We want them to come and have a good meal.
All right. Well, Rod, we appreciate you coming on and telling us more about this.
Thanks so much.
Stay tuned. We'll talk with Karen Hibbard next here on In Focus. She's got Jeff Sackrider with her from CVB. Stay tuned.